Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
Look at that. I did it the regular way.
Yeah.
Oh, except for that I interrupted.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about
that. Okay, that's okay. Our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. If you're looking for anything John Deere, they're getting a pretty good supply of tractors in there right now. You can go in and check them out. Lots of mowers. They're getting their mowers in, even though mower season's getting a little iffy right now with all the heat. But
if you're going to mow, please don't burn the town down.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure there's a little dew in the air. But, yeah, go by and see them. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or give them a call at 226-9226.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
Okay, so, not to dilly-dally, our guest this hour is Dr. Shizong Chen, and he fired me off a whole bunch of different things that I will post online, but we're just going to cut over to him. He has been on the program a bunch of times, and every time we learn new things. We just, in the last hour, we were speaking with Alex Newman, and he was referencing a lady named Lily Chang Williams, who does a lot on the education system and what happened during the Cultural Revolution and how that was able to be perpetrated and how similar it is to things that are going on now. And I'm guessing Dr. Chen is looking at probably the exact same formula.
Yeah. Starting to look a little familiar.
In a creepy way.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's it going, Dr. Chen? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Very good. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How's the land of microbiology? Is it still organized, or have they taken that over too and politicized it, except for the I guess they kind of have, huh? The virus and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They even messed up your field of work.
Yeah. So, I guess we're all concerned about the new investigation and of the origin of the COVID-19, which seems to have settled last year, a year ago about this time, that it's natural origin, and somehow that things have made a U-turn. And then including many of the original scientists who insist on the natural origin now, not just scientists, media, also made a U-turn. And so this is such a massive,
cover-up?
Information. Massive novel or whatever we call it, saga. It is very difficult for people to follow. So I'll do my best to simplify it. For me to explain it, I have to set five or six different parts, and then put them back. First, get them those parts to our audience, and then put them together, and then try to illustrate the whole saga. And hopefully, I'll do a reasonable job. But if I do a reasonable job, I think our audience will be shocked. Right. So, first of all, things that in a year. Things have turned around, as I said, a sharp U-turn from the suppression of opinion, and actually some are scientific conclusion of that this virus cannot be naturally arrived or arrived from a natural source, you know, there's a suppression of that idea a year ago, and that suppression even reached to the to as high as our CDC director, Redfield, right? He was even threatened with death threat about, you know, talking about it, okay? And now, suddenly, at the beginning of this, a month ago, that President Biden now ordered a 90-day intelligence review to look into the origin of this COVID-19. And so, why such a change? So, to get to there, we need to ask a few key questions. Number one, we need to know is why there was this original suppression. Why there was this original insistence on the idea of the origin of the virus having a natural origin, right? And I guess another more important question here we have to know, and in this question, I have not seen any people asking. Maybe I haven't read enough articles, so let me conservatively say that a question that few have asked or distinguished, that is, that the origin of this virus and the responsibility of this virus causing harm to humanity are two different things, are entirely two different things. And lab leak is just one part of that difference. Let me use an analogy to make that distinction. Many people know about, you know, Nazi doctor or Nazi scientist experiment, right? You know, those horrific experiment against, you know, using the victims, many of them, most of them Jews, as guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing happened in China. A Japanese bioweapon army called 731 unit, or unit 731, which employed no less than 3,000 scientists, medical doctors, to do similar experiment against Chinese and other Asian victims, right? And what they researched, and very little is known, still a lot of information hidden away, but what is available now disclosed that they were doing research of how to turn bubonic plagues, anthrax, and cholera into bioweapons, right? So, now, as we know now, bubonic plague, anthrax, and cholera, those are all of natural origin. They are of natural origin. At that time, biological science was not advanced enough to, so to speak, create DNA or create a new form of life, okay? So they're all natural origin. But that doesn't mean that certain entity, certain people, certain scientists certain plants were not responsible for turning into massive destructive weapons. That it happened that it didn't work out. Okay, the 731 unit didn't succeed in their experiment. Let's imagine, let's assume that, you know, suppose that it worked and they turned out a weapon and they were as, you know, damaging as the pandemic now, the COVID-19 pandemic. Will the investigation of the origin, whether it's a man-made or whether it's lab-leaked, make a difference? Right? What is important is not so much of its origin. Of course, origin is important, but the human effort or the, you know, human plan of developing something in natural but not as dangerous as in, you know, as its natural form, to make it more, you know, even to be able to massively produce it, to infect large number of people, that itself is a crime.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah. And so, even if this is a naturally derived, that China, or the Communist China, had a plan, had an entity, had an institution, you know, to concentrate this agent, to amplify this agent, to produce agent, and then particularly to cover it up when this is already infected the local public. That alone is a crime. We are not looking into that. In fact, there are several bills. There are two bills, at least, as far as in the Congress. And one hurdle those bills have to overcome is the origin of this virus. That is, if we cannot get a clear origin that this is, you know, a deliberate attempt to make into a bioweapon, then this bill, you know, we will not be able to go after Communist China. And that is wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Communist China is guilty for at least the following. That it covered up this dangerous disease. Now it's proven to be very dangerous. Okay, it covered up. It gave it time to spread to the world. It interfered World Health Organization, the World Authority, designed to exactly prevent such catastrophe. Number four, organize a massive, you know, plan in the world to buy up PPE, personal protection equipment, knowing that this disease is going to hurt the world. At least those are crimes that the punishment do not depend on scientifically knowing how this came about. Right. So the bubonic plague, when some lab or anthrax, when some university or cholera, when some, you know, industry managed to produce them, in large scale, whether they are naturally happened is immaterial. That the intent, the result of damaging is causing major catastrophe to humanity, that is punishable. That should be prosecuted by the whole world. And that has been distracted so far. As far as I can see, it has been distracted so far. And so, incidentally, okay, the director of National Intelligence last week already warned the Congress that we may never know the true origin of the virus, or we may never know how this virus is leaked from the lab, or whether it's leaked from the lab. Right. Oh, the fifth crime of the Communist China is to interfere with WHO's investigation to the origin of this virus. So all of those should be separately investigated. So there should be two investigations going on, the origin of the virus, but also Communist China's actions in amplifying this, knowingly amplifying the damage of this deadly virus.
Yeah, the interference issue. I think people have maybe forgotten a little bit about that, and the you know, buying up all the masks. I mean, people have.
People forgot about that. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, but I think they have.
The misinformation, I think that lingered with people, but I'm not sure that they remember the shortages.
Right.
Let's come right back in just a couple of minutes to take a really quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People. You can find all the information about our guests in the show and the archive recordings, actually, that are free to listen to. And we've taken out the free enterprise moments, so they are shorter than the actual program on the air. And I think you'll like them. They go back 10 years. You can find them at wethepeopleradio.us. That's about it, too. They do want to rule the world. Dr. Chen, do you think that the latest, I don't know, they're not revelations. We were talking about this with you and Dr. Wen Chen a year ago, that this
right.
virus was not an accident, that it didn't come from bats, all that stuff. Do you think that's all a distraction, or do you think that gets us ultimately somewhere in holding China? I don't know that we'll ever hold them accountable with Biden in office, but it's another story.
What is disclosed now? There's something new, right? A lot of are not new. And we, in this program, as we said many times, this program is so far ahead of the curve. But a lot of things we talked about, and I will review some of those. Dr. Wen Chen, as well as Dr. Sean Lin, another doctor on your program, and myself, we talked about some science about this also. So you mentioned, and Dr. Wen Chen and myself, when this happened a year, more than a year ago, right, we pointed out that there was a conflict of interest in the scientific community to argue for a natural origin of the virus or argue against, or in fact it's worse, there's a suppression against opinion or analysis or study of the alternative origin of this virus that is lab generated. And so at that time, we talk about the built-in conflict of interest of the biological research community. So now we are not asking, so let me first say that we are now into the question why there is this original suppression of a lab leak hypothesis, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have talked about the built-in conflict interest. Tucker Carlson talked about this too, because if this virus is the result of some kind of biological lab, this would give the whole biological research a bad name. So there was this natural tendency for biology to like a knee-jerk reaction. I said, no, that's not us. We are not responsible for that. Okay. And then we also talk about the second form of conflict interest. That is the buddy-buddy or peers protection, right? This scientists, they form a small circle, particularly those who are in the coronavirus research and maybe the viral research scientists. They know each other. And so naturally, they have a closer relationship to each other than they have to the society. So it's very easy for them to put their buddy's interest or the protection of each other, put that above their social responsibility. So we talked about that at that time. And we also talked about potential personal interest conflict. Now, what we know now, different from a year ago, is now there's massive information. There's strong evidence, proof that such personal interests exist. Not only exist, it's massive, right? And in May, BuzzFeed and Washington Post obtained thousands of emails of Tony Fauci. Now, we all know that name, right?
Unfortunately.
And his email correspondence with many important figures in this game, in this massive suppression of the idea that this was a lab leak or lab creation, right? And so very early on, Fauci received an email from Christian Anderson from Scripps Research. I won't go into the science too much because it's difficult for the public to understand. But basically, Anderson warned Fauci that this virus has it contains 0.1% of region that cannot be explained by it being a natural virus, right? Fauci never disclosed that, right? And then quickly, there was, I don't even call that a scientific publication, but there is a this public, there's this opinion piece, let me call it, like an op-ed piece signed by 27 well-known scientists or a doctor around the world. A piece penned by them and to publish on Lancet. Well, you know, Lancet is the, one of the top medical journal. That piece not only denied, but in fact condemned the idea, the proposition that this virus is of lab origin or the result of the lab. They condemned. That's the original word. Right? And the person, and the key person to organize that is named Peter Daszak. And I think this name is going down in history. It's an infamous name. Right? Peter Daszak not only round up this 27 colleagues, but he also claimed, falsely claimed, that all of them, particularly himself, okay, had no conflict of interest. This is blatant lie from this email and subsequent discovery. Right? We now know that Daszak has a very close relationship with the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Oh, surprise.
He co-authored in some of their publication. Not only that, Fauci is connected to that because Fauci funded Wuhan Institute of Virology through Daszak's organization called the EcoHealth. Now, what's worse, it's even more surprising. Now, we all think that our Department of Defense, it's called Department of Defense, will defend the United States. But the DOD has funded Daszak's group, which then turn some of the money to Wuhan Institute of Virus, go to virology. Okay? How much DOD has funded Daszak's group? $39 million over the past 10 years. Right? So we don't know exactly what amount has gone to Wuhan Institute of Virology. Right? But at least that we know there was one grant that's funded $600,000. If that's the only one, I don't know. Okay. Now, what's important is to know that Daszak now claims that he received no money. Basically, he received no benefit from Wuhan Institute, WIV, Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, he benefited from that relationship. His organization is a funnel of money into China. So he indirectly benefited from it. And so this is a typical white lie. Just like when Clinton claimed, I did not have sex with that woman. But he has sexual pressure from that woman. And Biden claimed he had not received money from China, but his family benefited from it. So these are all of a white lie. Right? Now, let me add a little more to Bassett's story, and this is it make it more outrageous. Right? One of the scientists in the field of coronavirus, an important figure in the coronavirus research, is a professor named Ralph Barrett. In one of the Nature, actually, this is a landmark research. It's a gain of function of research published in Nature. A gain of function is basically help a dangerous virus to gain more function so it could be more dangerous. Right? So that's called a gain of function. When that was published in Nature, that research is funded by Fauci. Right? When that research is published in Nature, it caused an outcry. So there was a temporary ban of such research. Tony Fauci is part of the reason that ban is lifted, right? But Jean Barrick is a key, actually most important person in that research. And then the second most important person in that research is a woman called Shi Zhengli. Right? Our audience may not recognize that name, but she is the number one coronavirus research scientists in China. Mm. And so they too have collaborated on this dangerous research. Right? So Bazic actually told Robert, don't sign this letter, because he was trying to give this letter, their condemned letter, a false image of being neutral, of being independent. It's far from it. Not only it is not, but he has the insidious idea of hiding that from the public. And he's as guilty, as the worst criminals, I think. I don't know when he will be held responsible. Now, very interestingly, the same Ralph Barrick joined 18 other scientists to write another letter that was published on May 14th in Science, that calls for the investigation into the origin of the coronavirus. Now, I hope our audience can follow this. Basically, let me put it in a simpler way, that the same Ralph Barrick originally wanted to land his name in a letter that was published in Lancet to ban the idea that the COVID-19 virus was of lab origin. So he originally wanted to sign that, but because Peter Daszak's trickery, he did not sign that letter. A little more than a year later, now he's signing another letter calling for an investigation into the idea of the virus being a lab origin. Basically, in the time frame of 14 months, he completely flip-flopped his position. I don't know the reason, right? And I don't know why all of a sudden there was this investigation.
Hold that thought. Let's finish it on the other side of the break because we're getting kind of long here.
Okay.
And we'll jam you up if we don't do it. So we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Zhezong Chen. And I think you'll find it all of this very interesting. Oh, Bill's all queued up. You can find us at We the People Radio.
.us.
I can see by your eyes you must be lying. When you think I don't have a clue, baby, you're crazy. Because I've seen that movie too.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. For good.
They'd like us to close our eyes for good.
I think that's their plan.
Just leave us alone. We got it under control.
Exactly. Yeah. Dr. Chen, do you have any indication that this stuff is ever going to actually be told accurately, or do you think that the CCP has enough control over? I mean, I think they have enough control over the Biden administration. I don't think that's much of a question. But do you think they'll be able to suppress this ultimately, or do you think we eventually get to the bottom of it?
I think they will succeed for a while to a certain extent. It's going to be a long time also. But there is enough doubt out there already. I hope those would gather steam. Right? If those who those people like you, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Like, if you do not provide the opportunity or the stage for getting this information out, yes, they will be suppressed. They have succeeded for a year. Let me go back to one of the programs. I don't have the time to talk about it. I was going to be able to give a review of that. In one of the programs, our audience can go back when we talked about, the three of us, you and Bill, Aaron, Bill, and me, we discussed about this virus. At that time, I gave specific information about how the real backbone of this virus, the COVID-19 virus, is a Zhoushan, it's another virus discovered by the Chinese military. It's called the ZC45, ZXC21. So Sean, Lin, and myself, the two of us, were the first in the world to submit this discovery. Of course, our research was suppressed, but it's available online, so it's there. It has a date there, but our research is suppressed. But let me just simplify our discovery to use an analogy. That the Japanese Unit 731 was trying to figure out a way to make the bubonic plague easier to be produced, easier to be spread. Now, they didn't succeed because, there was this natural, barrier on it. But if somehow they made a breakthrough, somehow the bubonic plague had a mutation allowing that to go wild and kill, massive amount of people like with COVID-19 now, people will still call that of natural origin. But it's man-altered. Right? Those scientists suppressing such ideas, they're playing world games. They say this virus is not man-made. The bubonic plague is also not man-made. But it can be man-altered to cause greater damage. Mm. That is still man-altered. So we need to introduce this idea that this is man-altered. So man-altered is in between. It's neither natural origin nor completely man-made. But its damage is the same. Right? So we need to make sure people know about that. And now, I was talking about the Albergs, 180-degree turnaround. I don't know the reason. But Fauci and Anderson have shown the same kind of 180-degree change. And Fauci now claims that people's attack of him, criticism of him now for his change, is attacked against science. Mm-hmm. He said his attitude changed because the data is changed. All right. That's a lie. Because those data was available to him a long time ago. I don't know what caused this change. I don't know. But I think the Freedom of Information Act that compelled his public disclosure of email may have something to do with it. Okay. But let me skip a few things that I didn't have time to talk about. The massive infiltration of Chinese military research scientists into the United States, to steal U.S.'s biological knowledge. I don't have time to get into that. But basically, there's this massive web of personal interest that helped Communist China to come up with this technology to be able to cover up and suppress some righteous people's effort to discover the truth. And so this group of people, they have put their personal interests above the United States, even though they're Americans, and they put their interests above humanity. And they may still be doing the same, even though now there was this 90-day investigation into the origin. I know I'm going to be accused of a conspiracy theory. Yes. I acknowledge it because I happen to be someone who believes in the existence of God, divinity. And as a result, I also believe in the existence of Satan. Hmm. And so, as long as I believe in, for all those people believing the existence of God and Satan, we have no trouble believing the conspiracy that Satan would play on humanity.
Right? That's a good point.
And, yeah. And so it is necessary for us to realize that. I want to bring up a topic with the last 5 minutes here, that for the past dozen years, however long that is, we worried about global warming, global this, and global that. I think right now it is proper, it's urgent actually, to bring up the concern of global evil, or global evilization, if I'm allowed to create that term. The global evilization is what the humanity faces now. A few days from now will be January 1st. The founding of 100 years anniversary of founding of the Chinese Communist Party. If we take a very simplified view of the world now to 100 years ago, before the founding of the Chinese Communist Party, okay, there were just a few changes, right? Technology development, right? You know, science advance, all that, okay, that the CCP has no contribution to. But CCP contributed a few things that stands out. That it has caused over 100 million deaths in that period of time. That communism, and particularly the Chinese Communist Party, has caused more deaths under its rule in peacetime than World War II and other wars happened in between. So that is how efficient the communism is in killing, in destroying lives. So that was one. And second, the global downgrade of morality, and that's why I call it global evilization. Right? The global spread of hatred. If we look around in the world now, there's so much hatred. There's more hatred. There were hatred than 100 years ago. But the hatred is so much more pervasive nowadays than 100 years ago. And in one program, we talked about the communist China's hatredism. I call that hatredism, if you recall. But anyway, that's another thing, right? And how did all this came about? How can the CCP achieve this in this 100 years, particularly infiltrate into the United States, the most powerful country, most powerful nation on earth? And in one program, we talked about generous barbarism, that the CCP bribes the, you know, establishment of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that being the cause. And now we see that bribery, that infiltration is far into science and technology.
Yeah, right? It isn't just cheap stuff at Walmart.
Yeah. And so, you know, I also want to say that I learned all this from Falun Gong's teaching, that in Falun Gong's teaching, it tells us that science is a very complete religion. It has priests in the form of professor, you know, members of academy. It has disciples. It also forces people to believe in it, because if you do not believe it, you will not make a good money. And then it also forms a different belief, that people believe in science, they believe in more material than spiritual. And they replace the spiritual belief with material belief. And all this has led to what we're seeing nowadays.
Yep.
And I know we're running out of time. But
yep, we've got about 10 seconds.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I changed the title of the show, Global Evilization. I like it. We're going to quote you on that one. Our guest has been Dr. Shizong Chen. You've been listening to We the People Radio. Hasn't been a cheerful 2 hours, sorry, but lots of great information. You can find it all at wethepeopleradio.us.